I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Voters in the United States cast ballots Tuesday to choose their next president. Political polls show candidates Donald Trump and Kamala Harris in a close race. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns reports.
Kamala Harris spent the last days of her campaign in the swing state of Michigan, meeting with voters at a Detroit chicken and waffle restaurant and speaking at a local church, where she said voters in her Democratic Party, commonly associated with the color blue, are being joined by voters from the Republican Party, who are associated with red.
I see a nation determined to turn the page on hatred and division and chart a new way forward. As I travel, I see Americans from so-called red states to so-called blue states who are ready to bend the arc of history toward justice.
Donald Trump campaigned in the swing state of North Carolina, where he told supporters he's confident of an Election Day win.
We have a beautiful lead. All we have to do, Mike, all we have to do is go out on Tuesday and vote.
Public opinion polls show a close race, with the closing New York Times Siena College survey showing voters equally split at 48% for both Trump and Harris. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
Germany's top diplomat has arrived in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv on an unannounced visit. The trip Monday appears to be a show of European support for Ukraine on the eve of a U.S. presidential election that could bring far-reaching changes in Washington's policy toward Russia's all-out invasion of its neighbor. Germany is Ukraine's second biggest weapon supplier after the U.S. This is VOA News. Storms dumped rain in Barcelona on Monday following massive flooding in eastern Spain last week that killed over 200 people, mostly near Valencia. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Monday's downpour prompted authorities to suspend commuter rail service. Spanish Transport Minister Oscar Puente said that he's suspending all commuter trains in northeast Catalonia, a region with 8 million people, on the request from civil protection officials. In nearby Tarragona, footage released by Catalonia firefighters showed water streaming down streets as emergency crews looked for survivors. In Valencia, the search goes on for bodies in houses and the thousands of wrecked cars strewn in the streets, on highways and in the canals that channeled last week's deluge into populated areas. I'm Karen Chamas.
Lebanon's health ministry says more than 3,000 people have been killed and more than 13,000 injured during 13 months of fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. Hezbollah began firing rockets into northern Israel the day after Hamas's surprise attack into Israel on October 7, 2023, ignited the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. The conflict dramatically escalated on September 23rd with intense Israeli airstrikes on southern and eastern Lebanon as well as Beirut's southern suburbs, leaving hundreds dead and leading to the displacement of nearly 1.2 million people. Israel began a ground invasion of Lebanon on October 1st. The United Nations says some 135,000 people have been displaced from a state in eastern Sudan in a series of revenge attacks by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Salwa Abdallah was recuperating from a Caesarean section when soldiers burst into her home. They were from the Rapid Support Forces, one side in Sudan's 19-month-old war. They accused her of supporting their rivals, the Sudanese army and its allies, and threatened to kill her, her child, and her mother, and rape her daughters.
I gave them the money I had.
The incident took place in Sudan's El Gazira last month. The eastern state has suffered a series of intense violent raids over the past 2 weeks, affecting, according to activists, at least 65 villages and towns. El Gazira had already been subject to a violent looting campaign by the RSF since it took control last December, but the defection last month of its chief in the state unleashed a series of revenge attacks. The RSF has denied ordering the attacks and said they were the result of the army arming local communities.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.